We still don't know what exactly caused the explosion that killed 8 people and obliterated 2 tenement buildings in East Harlem this month, but the National Transportation Safety Board says it found a leak in a nearby gas main, and that should come as no surprise. Most of the main is cast iron and was laid in 1887. As WNYC's Robert Lewis discovered, Con Ed runs the oldest, leakiest system of gas mains in the country.
The Consolidated Edison Company of New York operates 4,300 miles of gas mains under New York City and Westchester. Those pipes leaked 4,000 times in 2012, according to federal pipeline safety records. That means Con Ed fixed them at a rate of 92 leaks for every 100 miles, nearly a leak for every mile. That's the most of any gas company nationwide with at least 100 miles of pipes, and double the rate for all but a handful of gas companies, according to a WNYC analysis of federal data.
We shouldn't be seeing nearly as many natural gas leaks as we do in New York.
Jonathan Bowles is executive director of the Center for an Urban Future.
While most of these leaks don't result in a tragedy, there's potential for that.
The center put out a big report on the city's crumbling infrastructure just days before the explosion in East Harlem. It shows that Con Ed's territory in Manhattan, the Bronx, and parts of Queens make up a third of the gas lines under the streets. National Grid runs the rest, and they are also old and leaky.
The average gas mains in New York City are on average 56 years old, and more than half of all the gas mains in the city are made of unprotected cast iron or unlined steel, which is the most leak-prone material.
Federal regulators have urged utilities to replace the pipes, but there are no specific deadlines for that work. The problem is most acute in the Northeast, in cities like Boston and Philadelphia. Darren Burke is a regulator in Illinois and chairman of the National Association of Pipeline Safety Representatives.
The older states with the bigger cities that put the natural gas systems in tend to have the cast iron, so they have a lot of it.
Data shows New York State has the most miles of cast or wrought iron pipeline of any state except for New Jersey. Nearly a third of Con Ed's gas mains are made of the older pipe.
It is more brittle than steel. It doesn't flex, so you have to ensure that it's supported properly whenever you backfill around it.
Replacing mains is a monumental and costly job. On a corner of Washington Street in Manhattan, where a Con Ed crew is installing a new gas main to feed development in the neighborhood, there's a hole that's big enough to swallow a car. In the neat rectangular opening, old pipe juts out of rock. Phelan McTague is the construction manager for Con Ed.
Right here, you're looking at a 16-inch steel main that is coming across the intersection here. You see we have to rise up over the electric conduit right here.
This new section of pipe has to snake its way around electric lines, over water and sewer, and near old trolley tracks, all buried under the pavement with cars whizzing by. McTague says it can take 2 weeks to go a block.
We come over here, we have to cross a couple of facilities. Right here's an old electric conduit, so we have to go under that.
The subterranean tangle makes it hard to replace old mains, says company spokesman Mike Clendenin.
You're always running into challenges, especially in Manhattan. Anytime you go dig up the underground, you're not just replacing your own equipment. You might have to have other agencies move theirs.
Clendenin says the company is doing what it can, given the high cost, and given the reality of trying to work in New York City.
There's only so many streets you can rip up at one time, because every time you rip up a street, you're inconveniencing a lot of people.
So the work has been slow. Federal data shows that from 2004 to 2012, Con Ed replaced 16.5 miles of cast or wrought iron gas main a year. The company recently pledged to replace at least 30 miles a year, in addition to other leak-prone pipe. Even at that pace, it could be 40 years before all of the cast iron is replaced.
In light of what we saw in East Harlem, they've got to do more.
Bowles from the Urban Think Tank.
They've got to be more aggressive, and we've got to make sure that we get to a point fairly soon where there's very few or no cast iron gas mains left in the city.
Age is not the only reason gas mains leak, and Con Ed's high rate of repair could be a sign that the company has an aggressive maintenance program.
The question that I, as a former regulator, would be asking is simply, is that fast enough?
Brigham McCown is former head of the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, part of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
They need to invest whatever is required to make their system safe.
Records show Con Edison spent about $33 million a year over the past 4 years in its leak-prone cast iron program. By contrast, Con Ed's CEO, Kevin Burke, makes about $15 million a year. The company also paid about $700 million in dividends to shareholders in 2013, the 40th straight year dividends increased.
The question to be asked is, what's a fair rate of return? How much money should be going to the Con Edison stockholders versus how much money should be being reinvested into the system?
McCown, the former federal regulator, was quick to add that dividends can actually help fund maintenance projects because they attract investors.
You need people buying the stock of these utility companies because that's what gives them the access to capital to be able to make these infrastructure programs happen.
Con Ed spokesman Clint Denon says it's important to take a broader look at the company's investment in the system.
Don't forget, we operate a gas, steam, and electric system. All told, we spend about $2 billion a year on the infrastructure that we operate, upgrading, maintaining, and enhancing the electric, gas, and steam service every single year.
It is still possible the old main wasn't to blame for the explosion in East Harlem this month. The NTSB says a final determination could take up to a year. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.